Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me normally is Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, but today's got a day off and we've got Sean Whitfield in the studio. Welcome, Sean.
Good morning, Ed. Happy to be here.
Well, you're always a great co-partner when we need someone, and you certainly are the reason this show is actually here, because you're the one who brought Dr. Green and myself together, what, 3.5 years ago?
I believe that is correct. December of 2016, I believe. The first time you two gentlemen had met one another.
Yeah, we went over to Texas Roadhouse. I remember that. We bought lunch.
We had lunch.
We didn't have a clue if we were going to be compatible. But, you know, I found great pleasure and friendship with Dr. Green. And, you know, he's opened my eyes to some things that I was, you know, kind of turning away from. And I think I've certainly done the same for him. I just love the fact that he's, I don't ask him to agree with me, but he respects differences of opinions, and that is getting rare today. It seemed like so often there's some polarizing emotions that go if you don't agree with me. What do you think about that?
Well, I agree with your comment there. I was a little I don't know if I'd use the word apprehensive, but I was maybe a little cautious. However, I knew you are very strong in your beliefs from the world that you come from, in the holistic world, and I knew Dr. Green had been, you know, one to do the traditional way of medicine. And I thought, you know, what a great show Vital Health Radio would be if we had two different worlds. Oftentimes you're going to have differences of opinion, but we brought them together and then we see where common ground is. And then we also let the listener make their own choice based on the facts coming from you and the facts coming from Dr. Green. And, it's worked out great, and as you said, you and Dr. Green have become personal friends, and the rest is now history.
Absolutely, and I give up a day, a little morning a week to do this, but I am all thrilled to be able to do it, because we're getting more and more individuals who speak kindly of the fact that both Dr. Green and myself have somewhat entertained them, but also educated them on some options they were not clear on. And certainly because I tend to lean probably a little too much, of course we all do, lean toward our own world, I am learning, and I have learned many things about medical science that I'm very gifted for, because that's a world I don't really experience much, except I hear a lot of the negatives, and it's really not fair, because the people coming into Nutrition World, sometimes they have tried the traditional routes and it just was didn't end with the way that they desired, and so they're kind of harsh about it. Well, I'm hearing too many of those, because there are a lot of success stories along with that. I do want to say, on Facebook, I have posted a documentary called Proven that is playing at this moment, and I encourage any of you to, if you want to actually see something very educational about how to use botanical medicine for health and healing, this is something that they have accumulated actual medical proof. That word to me is a little impossible, because how can you almost prove anything? I mean, I can, you know, can we prove the sun will come up tomorrow? I mean, the odds are great it will, but you can't actually prove 100% it can. But this Proven documentary is on Facebook. Go in there and just put your email, sign up. You get to watch these segments for the next, I think, about 5 more days. Mm-hmm. And we've watched 2 or 3 already. Very professionally done. Very good science. Anyone who doubts the abilities of holistic natural nutritional medicine, if they watch this, I will assure you their doubts will be lessened greatly.
Interesting. I'll have to check that out.
And you only get a limited time to watch it, so I encourage you to go to Facebook on Vital Health Radio and and see the post that I did on Proven. It's called Proven, and just sign up with your email, and it is free.
You were on. Were you in Facebook jail recently?
I through Holistic Navigator, which is my podcast where I do a lot of educational platforms. I've actually got 96 episodes now, and we're going to be kind of celebrating the 100th one in about another 6 weeks. But that particular Facebook, and also the Facebook for Vital Health Radio, I think I got banned by that one too.
Really?
And okay. On yes. And what happened was because I was posting actually too many things for probably the Mercola posts were the ones that got me.
Yeah.
And I've actually, one of my great employees, Cassie, she spent a lot of effort online talking to Facebook about this. And they finally came back and said, pretty much your boss is banned for life. Now he can post, but he cannot boost. The only way I can get outside my small circle is to do something called boosting, where I actually pick other groups and I pay some money, a marginal amount, maybe $100, and it goes to these other groups. I can't do that any longer the rest of my life. So we actually tried to set up a secondary Facebook instead of the Holistic Navigator. We set up Holistic Navigator. Well, they caught us within an hour and disabled that account. So I really don't have much options at this point because it is a censorship world. There is no doubt. It's extremely unfair. I've never seen a system where there's no appeal process and it's ruled by a Nazi because there's no one who can change anything. They just can't do it. And it's not going to happen. It's not going to change. And we are at a crossroads of some very scary stuff in this world.
Well, we saw what they did to former President Donald Trump. He's on no social media.
I know. And I'm not going to be where he is, but it feels kind of like it because all I did was share other people's information. And simply because the world does not like Dr. Mercola, I'm sorry. It just because you don't agree, how could you justify because you don't agree that you're going to silence someone? Now, and he's not obnoxious. He's not calling people horrible names. He's just calling people out for their belief system as far as let's talk about this. Let's put the facts on the table and let's sit down and debate. And that's not what some people want to do today.
Yeah, I get the daily email from Dr. Mercola, as I'm sure you do. And he's very outspoken. There is no question that the reader or his customers are the base that he's trying to reach out there. Everybody knows where he stands.
Yes, yes. And I can say that I don't agree with everything he says. He is very, very, very driven to prove points, which is not what I really like to do with myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not out there at this stage of life to prove anything. I just want to explain where I am coming from. So, yes, my social media will be limited for probably a long time. But that's okay. We've got.
I thought I had heard you mention that, or something to do with that a few weeks ago here on Vital Health Radio. Mm-hmm.
I want to say that normally, and we kind of got off the discussion Dr. Green and I did on places to eat. But let me tell you, last week I rode my Harley down to a restaurant in Ringgold, and I have given up on Mexican restaurants. To be honest with you, Sean, and here's the reason, and it's not their fault. What's happened is, and a gentleman told me this who sells restaurants, foods wholesale, he said that the Mexican restaurants today are now using ingredients that are the same truck that delivers to Taco Bell. They are using mixes. They're using ways to make more profits because the salesman's convincing them of this. The problem is there's not a single Mexican restaurant owner in this town, and I would guess probably in this part of the United States, who actually knows, one, the devastation of MSG in foods. Now, it doesn't apply to everyone. It kills me. My heart rate goes to 92 from 52. I don't sleep for one in an entire day. I get anxious terribly. There's about 10% of us out there. The other 90%, even if you don't feel it, it's a very strong brain stimulant. That's why it's addictive, and that's why you tend to think you want that food again because it's like a drug. Well, no restaurant owner knows that the words that can be hidden under is called autolyzed yeast. And actually, the word natural flavors, legally, you can put MSG under that heading. So how could they know that? So we've gone from a traditional culture of a group of people who made everything from scratch to now using mixes and blends and seasonings, and I can't eat it any, but I found one I could. It was down in Ringgold. I was passing by, and it said, truly authentic. So I go in, and I say, ma'am, I am really sensitive to every spice. Can you tell me everything you put on your burrito and your meats and your this? She came back and said, we put garlic, we put clove, we put salt, we put pepper, and listed things like our great-grandmothers would have made in the kitchen. And I said, you don't use seasoning? She said, no, only the seasonings we get ourselves that are individual. And it's called this place, I don't know how to pronounce it, Vallarta Mexican in Ringgold, V-A-L-L-A-R-T-A. Ate a whole plate, did not have any elevation of pulse rate, which is the absolute test for MSG. And so if you go to Mexicans and you're starting to feel like putting together that, you know, I don't ever feel my best after finishing that Mexican meal, I guarantee you it's the seasonings that they're putting on it, not the actual food.
Is that in downtown Ringgold?
It's very close to downtown, right behind the kind of the courthouse and back there by the Dollar General, actually. Okay. Clean as a whistle, wonderful service, and does have tequila.
I was going to say, do they sell margaritas?
They do.
Well, that's good to know. Have you ever been to Papacitas in Atlanta?
I have not.
You should try it. To me, it's the best Mexican restaurant on the planet. I mean, fresh ingredients, outstanding Mexican food. It's always busy. Sometimes you're going to go there and you may have to wait 30 minutes to an hour, but it's at the Windy Hill exit right next to Papa Do's, if you've ever been to Papa Do's. Great place.
Well, I will keep that in mind if I'm heading to Atlanta. I have missed Mexican for 6 months. I only do it on my bigger carb weekend where I don't worry about carbs, but it is time to take a break. We come back, we've got a couple great guests on different topics. We've got that plus more of my notes that I've made on a few other things that you may find of interest for Dr. Green, who will be back next week. We're here with Sean Whitfield. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Are you a fitness fanatic, into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Normally back with Dr. Green, my buddy, but today we got Sean Whitfield. Dr. Green's taking a day off, and we're here to talk about something near and dear to my heart, and it is also you, Sean, because I've as long as I've ever been in a gym, I think I've seen you in a gym.
Yes, sir. I guess since about 1989.
Well, you know, you're a young whippersnapper, and I'm a little older. I started working out actually at Cosmopolitan Spa on Brainerd Road in 1972. And other than 1 year where I ran a marathon, a half marathon, and other endurance things, I've been in the gym all the rest of the year. So that's 50 plus years I've been in the gym.
I remember that year well, Ed. I was 3 years old.
Your biceps were really small then, weren't they?
Yes, they were. Well, oh, my goodness.
We have got Allison from Gold's Gym. Welcome, Allison, to Vital Health Radio.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You know, we're going to talk about something that I truly used to think was a luxury, and now I absolutely, most of the time, think it's almost mandatory, and that's called personal training. And you know, we come around the blocks in our life, and sometimes we see things differently as the years go on. Well, again, like I spoke, I've been in the gym for over 50 years. I've watched, you know, thousands of people go along the path with me. A lot of them fell off the path because it's a common thing, but also there's a good number of individuals who did not get the benefit of the gym that they should have. And why is that? One is they don't know anything about the knife and fork. So, you know, they're eating wrong foods. That you can come to Nutrition World and, you know, talk about supplements and the right foods. But the other big part is they simply are not training effectively. And I've been at Gold's now since you opened, which has been quite a number of years. And I've been quite impressed with the personal trainers that I have witnessed at Gold's on Lee Highway. That's where I'm at. So let's talk about personal training. It's not super outrageous on pricing. And the other thing about personal training that I see, especially for those who don't have experience, is it creates a larger amount of safety. So you don't go in there and start throwing weights around and straining and pulling a muscle. So maybe give some people some brief synopsis of your opinion and your guidance on personal training.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. I wish everybody kind of thought of personal training almost as essential, especially with someone that's just starting out. And we have a lot of people who are in that boat right now. You know, we've watched all the Netflix that we can possibly watch, and people are ready to get moving again, and they may not know where to start. So the help of a personal trainer can be really essential in setting them up for success, helping them to figure out what they want to achieve, and then setting those short-term and long-term goals to get them there. I always say goals you set or goals you get. So the first thing that we're going to do to kind of help you guys out is to we're going to cover the cost of your Fit Start training session. So that's a free fitness assessment that we're going to cover and a personal training session. So you will sit down with a certified personal trainer. They'll talk to you again about what you're there to achieve overall, whether it's weight loss, muscle gain, overall toning, or just general overall health benefits. And they'll help you to come up with a plan that works around any limitations that you may have and includes the interest that you may have within the gym. They'll put together a plan for you and help you to get on that right path towards achieving those goals. Knowing those goals is important. You've got to know kind of where you start and where you're headed to know how to get there. And that's one of the things that they're going to be really great about helping you with and making sure you are familiar with the equipment in the gym and that you've got some goals and things that you can work on to get you started. And getting started off on the right foot, as you know, Dr. Green, is key to staying with it long term and really continuing to get the results.
Absolutely, because people who, one, become frustrated because of injuries and or lack of results are not going to be there in 6 months most of the time. They are going to either quit the gym totally, or they're going to end up, you know, hurting themselves if they're not doing something, or they may find a friend who could be very helpful, or they could do the other thing, which is they could be in the gym for about a decade or two like me, and make all the mistakes in the world to learn. Well, that's not efficient. That's the poorest way to learn, is by keeping to falling off the into the ditch every time you do something. And, you know, I'm sure Sean has been a similar path of, you know, we read a magazine, we see a video, we go to the gym the next day, we try something with poor form, and we pay a price for it, and we learn. But there's a cost to that learning. And, you know, here I am almost 64, and I'm actually hobbling around at this time because of tendonitis in my hip, generally from, you know, working out, and squats were not my friend, and I just kind of overdid things, I think, again, for the multiple time. But the personal training thing, let's talk about, so a person goes in, they would get a number of sessions. Is that how the usual starter plan is?
So there's a lot of different options that the trainer can go with them, go through with them. But we're going to start them off with that first session where they really sit down. It's not just a let's get started. It's a conversation about goals and limitations. They talk about your diet. They talk about your past or current exercise routine, really getting to know you. And then once they determine your goals, then they can sit down and kind of put together a plan and determine, you know, whether you need to come once a week or twice a week, and for how long they think you might need that help. Because you're so right, Ed, if you're doing the wrong exercises or even the right exercises the wrong way, you're going to risk injury. You're going to risk not getting the results that you expect or that you want to see, which leads to frustration. That's the last thing we want. So we want to set our new members up to feel confident and secure and safe and getting the results that they want to see, to stick with it long term, to get those overall to achieve those overall goals.
Well, I know that I, again, repeat that I'm at Gold's Gym on Lee Highway, and I have trained with one of the trainers there, and the two longest employed trainers there, I think, and I'm not wrong about this, would be Joey and Chris, but there's also others that I'm seeing, but those are the two that I know the best, and I trained with Joey for about, I don't know, 9 months probably, and it was one of the best opportunities. What I actually wanted to do was learn to do things I had never learned to do before in the gym. And one of those was called a muscle up. Now, I don't expect most people to have any interest in this craziness, but Joy can teach anybody how to do anything, and both Chris and Joy have a toolbox full of options for people, and I've never seen anyone not pleased with their results if, again, they manage their knife and fork generally well. You can't, you know, out-exercise a bad diet. In my mind, some people say you can. I don't believe it. So some people do go, and a lot of runners do this. They'll run 50 miles a week so they can eat all the junk they want. I, you know, certainly don't agree with that path, because that does catch up with you at a certain time. But
yeah, I know I can't do that.
Right, especially when hormones change, the father time's knocking on the door past 40. You're going to have to kind of cover all the bases. And have you done a personal training, Sean?
I have not, but I wanted to share this comment about Joy. You mentioned him, Ed. I've been following Joy on social media for a while now, as you may have as well. And I have noticed that he lives what he teaches. It would be like going to a professional or a dietitian and saying, I want to lose weight. But you look at them and you go, well, they're not exactly looking like somebody that I want to take advice from. Joy looks like somebody you want to take advice from. He works hard. You watch his social media, and I don't know when the guy ever slows down or sleeps, because he's working out in the gym and training people, and then he's doing it in his backyard. So you've got some outstanding trainers, especially at Lee Highway, because that's the location I'm most familiar with. And there's a lot of benefits that folks can get from that. So I would encourage folks to consider this and go by and give it a try, because I believe that you'll find this is a wise decision for you.
And one thing that I advise people, because we have over 250 people a day come into Nutrition World, which is right down the road from Gold's Gym. And many times they're, you know, asking my advice and some of my 26 staff members. But when I first bring up personal training, most people are kind of clueless unless they've done it. If I see that they're really concerned about, say, the budget and the dollar, I tell them, I say, get somewhere between 5 to 10 sessions, maybe 12, learn the basics from the trainer, and then if you can't do it for some months, you have the platform, you have the ritual and the routine, you have it written down. Now you can go forward even without them and probably do pretty well, and then get tune-ups at certain times if you need more inspiration, motivation, or training. But let's talk about price. Is there ballparks that you want to talk about, or how do you want to word that on the give them some information?
It's very customized. So you'll work with your trainer to figure out what plan works best for you. There are several different options and different packages that are available. So rather than talking about a set price, you know, go in and have that conversation and see how it can benefit you and how it can work for you to change your life.
Yeah, I like that because I mean, there'd be different people my age at 60, almost be 64, that like just because I've been in the gym all my life, the personal trainer would set up a different protocol and program than, say, a person who just has never been to the gym, and would have to be two different platforms.
And personal training isn't just for the new people. I want to make sure we talk about that too. You know, everybody kind of gets to the point where they reach a plateau or they think that they've kind of done all they can do and achieve what they can achieve. A personal trainer is a great option to kind of just change up that workout so that you don't get bored, to help kind of push you to go to that next level. So they're really great for even the experienced athlete as well as a beginner.
I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly right.
Allison, before we have to come to a close, can you give us a quick overview of some of the other services? I know you have a swimming pool and various other classes. Can you share that with us so folks know what you have to offer?
Throughout the Chattanooga locations, we have 3, Lee Highway, Hickson, and the downtown location. There's a range of equipment from swimming pools, hot tubs, and saunas. We offer group fitness classes, cycle classes. Kids Club Child Care is available, which is really important for a lot of people today to have that ability to come in and bring their child and still get their workout in. So there's something for everyone. State-of-the-art equipment, full cardio sections, anything that you could possibly need or want to do, we've got for you at Gold's Gym.
Absolutely. I'm there's actually the new equipment you have on Lee Highway, I've been very impressed with. It's state of the art, it's smooth as silk, and it works very well. And for people who are not gym nuts, it's easy. You have nice signs on each one. It says, if you want this muscle work, this is how you do it. Well, Allison, tell someone real quickly, if they want to contact Goals for the next step on this, what would they do?
Yep. So the easy thing to do would be just to stop into one of our locations and sign up, or you can sign up online at goldsgymtn.net. And when you go in for that first session, they'll get you set up for your training session. We also recommend that you bring a friend with you for your first session in the gym. It's a great way to have some kind of a comrade, so to speak, in the process. And if that friend happens to join, then they'll receive 1 month of free dues. So it's a great way to have somebody to go through this process with, to help keep you motivated, and can earn you some free gym dues at the same time.
And people listening, find a friend that's going to hold you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make you and encourage you to stick with it.
Absolutely.
You'll push each other and everybody wins.
And that's the other thing about personal training. Most people, if they have an appointment set in the calendar at 7 a.m. on Tuesday, Thursday, they will show up. And if it's only them getting out of bed, they're going to probably say, I'm sleepy today, I'm not going. So thank you, Allison, for that information. And as you can tell, I'm a huge fan of all that you're doing there at Gold's. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be having a good conversation about Cancer Survivor Day. So we've got that, plus more to come for Dr. Green, who's normally here. But with Sean Whitfield, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio on demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Normally back with my buddy, Dr. Christopher Green, but take a day off. We got Sean Whitfield in the studio, which I always love just chatting with him. He's been around all the same stuff I have for many, many, many years, from the health and the fitness and the this and the that. So today, though, we're going to talk about Cancer Survivors Day. It's Sunday, June 6th, and we have Megan and Terry from the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center. Welcome to Vital Health Radio to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I always tell this story. I know people who maybe listen to the show a lot, you're going to say, oh, here he goes again. But I knew Mary Ellen Locher very well back in the day, and she, of course, has a great history of a brave, brave soul. She endured a lot of reoccurrences of cancer. She dealt with it very bravely, had a son and a family during the time. But she was one of the earliest people that I had actually interacted with that felt as I did, which is if we nutritionally support the body through some very therapeutic means, outcomes are generally better. And she fought the tide, because we're talking back, and you will know the years, I'm sure, better than I, but probably in the 80s, and certainly no later than the early 90s. And she was using a lot of the natural support systems that we know better now, because we actually have published evidence for the effectiveness. And she did quite well overall. She did quite well. And in her legacy, so much has been developed because of what and how she lived. And part of that is, of course, what we're talking about today. And I know there are more than almost 17 million cancer survivors in America. And I tell this statistic a lot, and then I'm going to shut up and let you talk. I sometimes ramble. Yeah. When I speak to people at the store, we have over 250 people a day who come through Nutrition World. And I say, you know, in 1972, Nixon announced the war on cancer, and we had 1 in 32 people who had it. Today, we have 1 in 2 and one, or 1 in 3, depending on the numbers you look at. So we still haven't won that war by any means. And some ways we've perhaps gotten worse, but we've certainly gotten far more efficient at diagnosing early treatments and succumb the conversation involving what we are going to talk about perhaps today. So I want to open that up to you and tell the listeners some of the options and maybe information that they may not be aware of if they are a cancer survivor or perhaps even not.
That's correct. Mary Ellen Locher has just made an incredible impact in this Chattanooga and surrounding area. And like you said, we have come up with screening guidelines now, not only for breast cancer, but also for CT scans for lung cancer, colon cancer, having regular checkups, and not missing your screenings. And one of the things that we're dealing with this year in 2021 is that cancer screening rates decreased by nearly 90% for breast, cervical, colorectal, and lung cancer just because of the pandemic. So because of that, we are expecting to have just millions more patients, people that will be diagnosed later in their stage of cancer, those that have lost jobs, lost health insurance. So here at Memorial and the CHI Cancer Center, we're looking to really reach out to people and talk to them about screening so that we do have good survival rates and we can celebrate with them again next year.
What is the most common form of cancer for men, and then what is it for women?
Probably prostate cancer is still, we're still seeing a lot of prostate cancer. Overall, lung cancer, and then breast cancer, I would say.
Yeah, for women, it's definitely breast cancer. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their life. So it is definitely one of the one that reaches more women.
Wow, and it, you know, that is scary when people hear those numbers because, and the older we get, the more the risk increases. And again, getting all these screenings are phenomenal. I mean, it's just the only way. You can't look inside your own body and see what's happening. I will say that we, Dr. Rena and I, had a guest on about that low-dose lung CT, and I can't recall the physician's name, and you may not either, on Sean, but so informative. Is this the CT where they are in the bus and they come around to different locations?
Yeah, it's a low-dose CT, and it's geared for current smokers, former smokers, those of us between 50 and 77, particularly people who have quit or folks that just smoked in their teens, like a lot of people did who are now approaching 70. And there are imaging centers, so the lung bus, in fact, they're building a second one, so we'll be able to reach more people. But that number to get a CT screening is simple. It's 495-LUNG, L-U-N-G, 5864, and very easy to get that taken care of.
Well, I love the conversation I had with the physician. He was such a cool guy, and I really brought up the fact that, you know, maybe Nutrition World could partner to have the lung bus come to the parking lot, because we have a very large center. I mean, I have 17 practitioners, and we have, you know, a lot of different going ons there. And so if there's anything you girls could do to help Nutrition World partner with that.
I think, was it Dr. Hedrick?
It was. That was the name. Thank you.
He is incredible. I'm actually a breast cancer as well as a lung cancer survivor, and he was my surgeon for my lung cancer. He's an incredible man, and I'm definitely an advocate for screenings and doing everything you need to do to catch cancer at the earliest stage.
Right. And of course, from my viewpoint, I'm all about that too, but I'm also big time into, you know, let's work the best we can to actually prevent it from occurring at first. Our knife and fork is the most powerful weapon, because lifestyle is the biggest cause of most diseases, in the old days, it was infections, which had nothing to do with lifestyle. It had to do with just the fact that we weren't in a sanitary environment and things spread so fast. But today, it's how we are living is what's creating the increased risk. So everything from the vitamin D levels to the purity of the food to this to that is a detriment if you're not learning how to take care of this great body that we have. And we only have one in this life. So I encourage people to learn all they can about that, because we are causing a lot of what's going on. And then you guys and girls are helping us after we've made the mistake to live a long time. So thank you for all of that. But the partnership of both of us is the incredible power that can really change the world. So,
Ed, I would say that it's probably pretty common that us guys are the ones that struggle the most to go in and get these screenings compared to the ladies. Would you not agree?
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Men are hard-headed. They're harder to change. And, you know, I say to a lot of women who come into Nutrition World and they're like really into health and they're exercising and taking the nutrients and eating well. And they say, you know, my husband, he just won't even take a multivitamin. I say, well, I'm sorry to say, but in my 43-year career, I find that most men, until the first stroke, heart attack, or cancer diagnosis, they usually don't want to change. And then if they get a second chance, that's when they get really on board. And some people don't get that second chance. So here we are. And so what other things, like if people want to learn more about the other options that they can do and embrace, and they don't have a person like Dr. Hedrick or someone to really advise them, where could they learn more about this?
We have a one number. It's called Cancer Connect, and the number simply is 495-2222. Staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to answer any questions and to direct callers to the appropriate resources. You can also go to memorial.org/cancerconnect, and it's just a direct line to get you and your loved ones just help with getting an appointment, finding information about cancer specialists. We have nutritionists like you are talking about. We know inflammation is a huge cause of many, many disease states. So, you know, we want patients to call. We want people to call and get more information.
And I think that definitely having regular annual checkups with your primary care physician is incredibly important. The primary care physicians are the ones that can kind of help guide you specifically based on family history and other concerns, where the best kind of screenings are that would be applicable for you. So definitely keeping those annuals with the primary care physician, getting annual skin checks, going to the dentist on a regular basis. All of these things are what we can do to help catch cancer at the earliest stage. And if we catch things at the earliest stage, we know that the treatment is much more curative, much better outcomes. Like you said, combining things that we can do with your diet, exercise, that plus this medicine is definitely the best way to kind of get everything we can to keep cancer at bay.
Well, I know most people's number one fear of a diagnosis is the C word. And that's not cardiac, it's cancer. And, you know, a part of it is just the whole concept of their history and how they've had seen other people and the demise of what can happen quickly in some cases. And often some of that could have been avoided. And, you know, I really feel here I am, you know, in 2021, I've been doing what I've followed my whole path of life is the power of nutrition in prevention and sometimes even in healing. And I never thought the day would come until 3.5 years ago where we kind of joined forces with what I call traditional thinking. And here we are 3.5 years later on Vital Health Radio, really discussing a partnership and not debating each other, but joining hands. I mean, you talked about you guys also recognize the power of food and lifestyle and nutrition. And I just think it's wonderful that we have come together on this venue, and it's changing in others. In fact, I just talked earlier in the show about a documentary that is on Facebook that I posted on Vital Health Radio called Proven, and it has to do with, you know, how do we, what other methods do we have that may really have more proof than people realize that can help people prevent disease? And I just love the fact the attitudes have changed, and I think there's always blessings in hard times, and COVID actually opened the eyes of many people to the fact that that good health or bad health is just not luck. It actually takes steps and thinking and practicing something in order to preserve this beautiful body of ours. So I just thank you both for joining us here on Vital Health Radio. And I love the fact there's only one phone number, and it is Cancer Connect, and it's 423-495-2222. Was that the number?
That is correct.
Well, all right, girls. Well, I thank you so much. Have a good rest of the day, and we'll probably be hooking back up with you in a few more months.
Thank you. Thank you for all you're doing, too, Ed, at Nutrition World. We do appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having the last discussion of a few notes that I want to get across before I run out of time. So we've got that plus more to come for Dr. Green, who's normally here, but it's Ed Jones and Sean Whitfield. So stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shallowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, normally with my buddy Dr. Green. He's out today, and we're here with Sean Whitfield. And I want to get a couple notes in here real quick, Sean, because sure. This really flew by. Amazing information we've covered in such a short time. I haven't said much about COVID. Again, this is my opinion, not that of the station or a memorial. But there's some more research, and I said this the other day to someone. With time, truth will almost always surface. And here's some of the truthful things that they were so wrong about initially is now that we know that the immunity from an actual infection is probably going to last way longer than they anticipated. Part of the reason they said it only lasted 6 months was, again, fear-mongering, because that's how you control and make people do things that, they don't want to do. Well, now there's enough studies to show that, like me, I had it last June, had antibodies tested, had full-blown antibodies, and it's probably going to last a very long time. Guess what? When you get the shot, you cannot test for these antibodies, because natural immunity is far different than I will call synthetic immunity. It just is. So you can't test it once you get the shot. You can test it once you've had an infection like me. It was interesting. There's a company called 23andMe. Have you heard of them, Sean?
I have not.
Well, 23andMe has been around some time. And what it is it's a reasonably priced method to test your genetic structure. And I did this about 4 years ago, and it happened to pop up on my computer yesterday. And it, again, when I look at it, part of it's my ancestry, which intrigues me, because I'm actually 3.5% African American. And most people are not of my origin. Hmm. And secondly, is I have some Neanderthal ancestry genetics. But the reason I'm bringing all of this up is the fact that they now have on 23andMe, they have shown a gene that the people who are losing their taste with COVID, they have a gene. These are the only people losing their taste. So there's some genetic tendencies with almost everything, and it makes it very interesting. It doesn't mean you can't silence a gene, or you can't improve on it, you can't change it, but lifestyle still is a biggest part of the gene. It's kind of like, I heard an analogy, genes are like a loaded gun, and the way you live with your lifestyle is how you pull the trigger. You don't have to pull a trigger if you have a gene that could be dangerous if you live the right life. I did see or heard, or you tell me if this is right, is nightfall coming back soon?
Yes, it is. Actually, it started this past Friday night.
Oh.
Was the first week of nightfall. And I believe it goes on for 15 weeks, but it started June the 4th. So it started just a couple of days ago.
That's wonderful.
And then Riverfront Nights also started last night, and I think it goes on for 6 weeks, and that's every Saturday night down at the Riverfront.
Love it, love it, love it. Last comment on nutrition I want to say, and which I've said the past couple, is that I really discourage people from ordering nutritional supplements off Amazon, and it's not because I'm not selling them. It's because when you ship nutritional supplements in the middle of summer, guess what happens to a 140-degree UPS truck with nutrients? It destroys the quality of them. NutritionW.com ships throughout the United States, and we're the only company that I presently know that does it with cold packs. We charge $1 per cold pack. So if you ordered four bottles, you may want two cold packs. Well, that's $2. And if you get it second day, you will have it very well preserved in most cases. And if it was in the heat, it would be far more limiting than it would be in a UPS truck. There's a great little email that I get every day, and it's called The Daily Stoic, and it has to do with looking back at some of the ancient heroes from Rome and Italy, like Marcus Aurelius and a few others. But this one was something that I find so internally valuable. It has to do with journaling, and it says, if you have a journaling practice, you no doubt would agree that the contents of your journals are fuller, more thorough reflection of you than you. And it's truly a bizarre thing. You learn about yourself when you write them or read old entries. You discover what you believe. You recognize patterns in your thinking. And you gain clarity in things you care about. There was an author called Christina Baldwin, and she described journaling as a voyage to the interior. I want to encourage people, because I have an app that is called Evernote. I have about 320 pages on Evernote of journaling, and it is a gift to me to see the reflections of my good days, my hard days, my sad days, my depressed days. It gives me some anchor to hold on to, because when I see some of the ripples in my life where at moments I thought, I'm not going to make it through this, or I'm going to crash, and I see so many of those, kind of gives me confidence for the future.
So you just type that in on your phone as things come
as they fly into my life, and whether it's 9 at night or early morning or in a car somewhere, a moment of pain, emotions, a loss, I don't wait. I pop open Evernote, and I will make a note. And sometimes it's two sentences, and I was also where I've written probably 400 words, and it's logged on in the cloud, so I never lose it. And I encourage people, Evernote's free, and that's a good way to get to know yourself even more, because we are good at fooling ourselves. And when I say we, I'm really referring to me. Well, brother, you know what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.